Good morning. A seasonably cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with clear skies for a good chunk of the night. Temperatures were allowed to drop back into the upper teens and lower 20s, but then leveled off over the last few hours as clouds have begun to increase from the west in advance of a weak disturbance approaching from the Great Lakes. This system does not have a lot of moisture with it, but it is spreading scattered light snow showers across the Finger Lakes and Southern Tier. And some of those snow showers will drift through parts of interior New York during the course of the morning hours. As we get into the afternoon, again, a few scattered flurries and snow showers will drift from New York into New England. Otherwise, lake effect snow is enhancing some of the snowfall as we get into the central and western Adirondacks. In fact, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the western Adirondacks and closer to Lake Ontario in the I-81 corridor. Winter storm warnings are in effect for more persistent and heavier snow, thanks to the lake effect. Temperatures today will struggle, but managed to reach into the mid-30s with a developing westerly breeze. Temperatures will feel a bit colder with that wind chill. As we get into the night tonight, that disturbance will continue to pivot through the region, and scattered light snow showers are possible. Most valley locations will see very little, if any, accumulation, while small accumulations are possible across the hills and mountains. Overnight lows tonight will be back into the mid-20s. It'll be blustery and cooler on Friday. Some morning clouds will give way to increasing sunshine during the day, and highs will reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure building in will keep it dry through the weekend. Some clouds will mix with sunshine on Saturday, with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Then, with mostly sunny skies, highs back into the lower to mid 30s on Sunday. Right now, it looks like high pressure will keep any storminess off to our south even into the middle of next week. So we'll go for dry weather on Monday and Tuesday, with highs sliding from the upper 30s into the lower 30s, while readings will bump back up into the mid 30s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered precipitation will continue in California, especially Southern California, through today. Although rain will not be particularly heavy, minor debris flows or mudslides are still a concern near recent burn scars in Southern California. Snow is also expected in the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada range and above 6,000 feet in the mountains near Los Angeles. East of the Rockies, a surface high pressure system dominates the southeastern states, maintaining a quiet weather pattern through the remainder of the week. A second strong high will spill out of the northern Rockies and usher in a surge of colder air through the central high plains, leading to afternoon temperatures between 10 and 20 degrees below average, particularly across western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. This cold outbreak will set the stage for an increasing winter weather threat as the West Coast storm crosses out of the southwest with a solid moisture plume in advance of it, starting off as freezing rain, then transitioning to accumulating snow from eastern New Mexico to central Oklahoma, and eventually a rain-snow mix farther east. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 5 degrees with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 17, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 40, Boston increasing clouds near 40, and in Buffalo breezy with snow and blowing snow 2 to 4 inches with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 35 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 27, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 10.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 5.7 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 39 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 68 set in 2001, and the record low 5 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning at 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with more snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and becoming breezy today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy with a few passing flurries tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier squalls today near Lake Ontario and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers and squalls tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the 20s on Saturday. More sunshine on Sunday into the lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Tuesday near 30. And mostly sunny, middle to upper 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.